the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-Ali al-Azim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Wa ala alihi al-Tayyibin al-Tahirin. La siyama baqiyatillahi fil aradin. Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. Wa ja'alana min a'banihi wa ansarih. I thought to reflect on some verses of the Quran about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, we'll have a series on the Quranic verses about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Surah A'raf, there is a passage starting with a conversation between Prophet Musa ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa sallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then this conversation continues, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the mission of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and goes on inviting people to believe in the message of the Prophet. I start from the verse 155 of Surah A'raf. واختار موسى قومه 70 رجلا لميقاتنا. Prophet Musa عليه السلام chose 70 people for a special, very special appointment that was made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for some reason, maybe for some warning, for some test, made them into a very critical condition as if they are going all to die. And I don't want to enter into that story and what Prophet Musa said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to focus on this point. He said, "Anta waliyuna." After saying "En hiya illa fitnatuka," and so on and so forth, Prophet Musa said this: "Anta waliyuna, faghfir lana warhamna wa anta khayrul ghafirin." You are our master, you are our guardian. For everything that we need, we come to you. You are the only source. And you are our protector, so you are our provider. And you are also a protector. This is what you expect from a wali. Wali is the one that brings whatever good you need and keeps away from you all the problems, all the difficulties. So you are our wali. You are in charge of our affairs. The most important thing that we need to protect ourselves against it is our sins. The burden, the darkness, and the punishment that come after committing sins. So, faghfir lana. And then what we need you to provide is rahma, warhamna. Faghfir lana, warhamna. So this is very connected to anta waliyuna. If Allah is our wali, but then we are not forgiven, or we are not being given mercy, then this wilaya has not been functioning. There must be a problem in us if we cannot get through this wilaya, forgiveness and rahmah. So, anta waliyuna faghfir lana warhamna wa anta khayrul ghafirin. You are the best of those who forgive. If my mother, my father, my brothers, sisters easily forgive me, so you are expected to forgive us much more faster and much more easier.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here. Who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
And then Prophet Musa said, وَاكْتُبْ لَنَا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Please make it necessary. Please register this as a promise. Please give us this commitment. وَاكْتُبْ لَنَا. Make it necessary that you would give us in dunya hasana, all the good in dunya, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, and in akhirah. What does it mean to give us in dunya hasana and in the hereafter hasana? This is what our ulama discuss when they reflect on the verse Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. Does it mean one good thing in dunya and one good thing in the hereafter, because hasana means one good, or it means something else? If we say it is only one thing in dunya which is good, then we have to find out what is the most important thing that you need in dunya. And if it is only one good thing in akhirah which is hasana, which is good, then we have to find out what is the best. So perhaps in dunya, if we are going to refer to only one good thing in dunya, we can refer to having a prosperous life in dunya, and then in akhirah to go to heaven, which requires that you have in dunya also iman. But if you have only iman, then without asking for prosperity in dunya, then you may suffer in dunya. So if you have one thing to ask for dunya and one thing to ask for akhirah, so you can ask going to heaven and eternal happiness for your akhirah, which would guarantee iman in dunya, and then save your only good thing that you can ask for dunya, for prosperity in dunya and having happy life in dunya and health and afia and so on and so forth. So it's like asking afia in dunya and afia in akhirah. If you want to be clever, to ask only by two things everything. This is one way of interpreting this. Another way is to say that perhaps it's not only limited to asking for one thing. It wants to say that we should be concerned about goodness in dunya and goodness in akhirah in a balanced way. We want good things to happen in dunya and good things to happen in akhirah, one by one. Not that we first secure dunya and then we start thinking about akhirah. These two should come along with each other. Securing your happiness, your interest in dunya and akhirah should be your concern all the time. If you say for some time we forget akhirah and we work on dunya, and then when we finish this, we start thinking about akhirah, this doesn't work. If we say for some time we forget dunya and everything in dunya and we just invest on akhirah, this also doesn't work. because you have lots of responsibilities to fulfill in dunya, even with respect to your physical life of your children, about whatever is happening to your community, to your country. So you have lots of worldly responsibilities. So this should come in a very harmonious way, one by one. Hasana in dunya, hasana in akhirah. Then the next hasana in dunya, the next hasana in akhirah. This is another interpretation. In any case, Prophet Musa, Allah Nabiyana wa Ali wa alayhi salam, unlike what some people think that he was a person who was only more interested in the politics and worldly affairs. No, he didn't have this understanding. As any prophet, he was thinking of both dunya and akhirah. So he said, وَاكْتُبْ لَنَا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ إِنَّا هُدْنَا إِلَيْكَ. Perhaps this is the reason that the followers of Prophet Musa are called Yahudi. هَذَا يَهُودُ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا هَذَا يَهُودُ. And here it says هُدْنَا, which is the past tense. We have return to you, we have come to you, we have shown our commitment to you. So this is the end of the conversation which is mentioned here. وَاكْتُبْ لَنَا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ إِنَّا هُدْنَا إِلَيْكَ.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to understand deeply the message of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to apply it to our lives and the lives of the community and the humanity, inshallah. May Allah enable us to be always on the right path with Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and our children generation by generation to be amongst the best followers of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. And may Allah make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
Amid the confusion, the chaos and the pain, a man emerged and Muhammad was his name. And walking with nothing but Allah as his aid, and the mark of a prophet between his shoulder blades. In a cave in Mount Hira the revelation came. Read, O Muhammad, read in Allah's name. May the blessings of Allah be on al-Mustafa. None besides him could have been al-Mujtaba. Muhammad, peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسن الجميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. محمد, peace be upon his soul. The greatest of prophets, Islam was his only goal.